Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Wednesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. I am rarely shocked in today's service management world. Rarely shocked. And one of the times that makes me even roll my eyes, which I don't because I'm an optimistic person, not cynical. One of these times is when I see an organization attempt to improve their service management tool or CMDB without governance. There is no way to be successful in these improvements without governance. It is a fool's errand. I see many vendors, especially the ones that profit off of these improvement activities. This happens all the time. I see many of these vendors promote this, but they don't want the governance, do they? And so when we look at this governance for our service management group or tool and governance for our CMDB, it becomes an operating model in the form of governance. Jeffrey, what do you mean by that? Well, it tells us how we should, what scope to have, how we should add more scope. It should tell us who the stakeholders are, this governance. What do they need from, whether it's the service management tool or the CMDB. This governance helps things flow. They also set standards. I use this analogy quite frequently. It's governance that allows you to get on an airplane and enjoy the ride, because you know that every nut and bolt, every screw meets or exceeds the standard. A few months ago, I was about to get on an airplane. We were delayed. It was first flight of the day. The first. And we were delayed over an hour because someone realized that the seatbelt in one of those seats was non-functioning. So they had to fix the seatbelt. Shows you what governance does, right? They care so much. But governance will also establish many other aspects, including we talked about what's in scope. How about how new functionality for your ITSM tool comes into new scope? What's the planning? How do we work our backlog? All of that is in your governance. Who does the work? How is work prioritized? That's a big one for many organizations that do not have a prioritization ability. What metrics and measures are needed and reported? What stakeholders are identified and their respective needs? How about our technology roadmaps? Those are great for our governance conversation. There are many, many others. But we have to have some form of an operating model for us to have these consistent outcomes. Just like getting on an airplane, we want our stakeholders to be confident in the way that we are producing decision-making ability in our CMDB, the way that we are producing new enhancements for our service management tool. We need them to have confidence. And this governance, this operating model, is the only way to do so. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us today. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day. And also, I ask that you follow our LinkedIn company page and let me know how service management leadership can help your organization. Bye.